Welcome to Cora's podcast for mechanical service company owners and operators. We share practical ways to lead with trust, respect, and ownership so your technicians stay motivated and committed for the long run. Let's get started.
Okay, let's dive into something fascinating today. A really powerful decision bias. It's the sunk cost fallacy.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to look specifically at why, you know, mechanical service companies sometimes resist upgrading essential tech, like their field service software.
Yeah, even when there are clearly better options out there.
Right, even when the ROI looks good on paper.
Exactly. So our mission really is to quickly unpack what's going on there. The financial side, sure, but also the emotional stuff, the operational hurdles.
That keep people or whole companies kind of stuck with outdated systems.
Yeah, and we've got some really specific insights, actually, straight from owners in the mechanical services field who deal with this.
Okay, good. So, first things first, let's just define the sunk cost fallacy. What is it, basically?
Well, it's when you keep pouring time or money or effort into something just because you've already invested so much.
Even if continuing is like actively causing problems or costing more.
Precisely. Even when it's causing ongoing harm, it's that feeling of, I can't stop now. I've already put too much in.
The classic example is buying like a $50 concert ticket, right?
Hmm.
Then you feel really sick on the day of the show,
yeah.
But you think, well, I spent the $50 I have to go, even though you'll probably be miserable.
Right. The rational choice is stay home, feel better. The $50 is gone either way. That's the sunk cost.
But the fallacy makes you go.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to waste the money already spent.
Exactly. And why does that happen? Well, it often ties back to loss aversion. We just hate admitting a loss, acknowledging that money or effort was, well, wasted.
And maybe consistency bias, too. Wanting to seem committed. Like, you made the right call initially.
That's part of it, yeah.
Yeah.
But the key principle always is that sunk costs are gone. They're history. They shouldn't influence your current decision about the future.
Okay, so let's bring this into the field service world. This is where it gets really interesting for mechanical service companies.
Mm-hmm.
Our sources say they often get trapped using software that feels very micromanaging, like command and control.
Yes. Instead of systems designed around, you know, trust, respect, empowerment for the technicians, autonomy.
That's a huge difference. Explain that a bit more, the old versus new approach.
Well, the older Big Brother style software, it's often heavy on checklists, maybe GPS tracking every second, really focused on enforcing a rigid process from the office.
Mm-hmm.
Newer systems, they tend to empower the tech. Mobile tools, easy access to info they need, more flexibility in how they manage their day. It's a shift from, like, surveillance to support.
And that shift causes resistance.
Oh, absolutely. It's a massive cultural leap. And the company owners we heard from, they confirmed the sunk cost fallacy is definitely part of it. But it's not just the money they already spent on the old system.
So what are the big resistance points then?
Well, first, there's the real operational pain, or the fear of it anyway.
Like what?
The anxiety of disruption. You know, the pain of breaking old habits, retraining the entire team, worrying about downtime during the switch, moving all that data. It's messy.
Okay, that sounds pretty practical, though. Not necessarily irrational.
True. Those are valid concerns. But then there's the other layer, the emotional cost, the ego.
Ah, right. The ego thing, as one owner apparently call it.
Yeah. That feeling of, hey, I picked this system 5 years ago. It must still be good. Or maybe admitting we need to switch feels like admitting I made a mistake.
Hmm. And mixed in with that is probably genuine fear, right? Fear the new system might flop or maybe older techs won't adapt.
Definitely. Fear that the transition won't go smoothly, that productivity will dip, that maybe some valued senior people just can't or won't make the jump.
Okay, hold on. If our sources are also saying the ROI, the financial return on these newer technician-focused systems is often well under 1 year.
Yes, that's what they're reporting.
Then is the ego thing really the main driver? Or is it maybe just a more comfortable way to talk about, I don't know, deeper institutional fear or resistance to change?
That's a really sharp point.
Yeah.
And it gets to what might be the most critical finding here. That emotional inertia, that cultural drag of forcing old ways.
Right.
It's probably way more expensive than the actual software switching cost.
More expensive than the line item fee for the new software.
Way more. Companies really underestimate the ongoing cost of not switching. The talent you lose because they hate the tools, the innovation you miss out on.
And you mentioned the technician's perspective earlier. There's that overlooked daily cost too, isn't there? The mental drain of bad software on your team's happiness.
Huge.
Yeah.
And the disengagement that comes when people feel like Big Brother is constantly watching, that erodes trust.
Yeah, that hidden cultural debt. It sure. probably adds up way faster than the visible software fees.
Absolutely. So how do companies get out of this trap? The sources had some pretty clear ideas on mitigating the risk.
Okay, what did they suggest?
Well, first, leadership has to be willing to admit past choices might not be right for the future. Transparency is key.
Makes sense.
And critically, involve the technicians. Let them trial systems. Get their input on the final decision. They're the ones using it day in, day out.
Right. Get buy-in from the actual users.
Exactly. And they also mentioned that software suppliers need to step up, offer, you know, guaranteed results, but with success really clearly defined beforehand. That helps ease the fear.
Okay, so wrapping this up, we've kind of established that the pain of change, the hassle, the operational fear, it's real. It's a serious barrier.
It is, no doubt.
But it absolutely has to be weighed against these ongoing, often hidden costs of staying stuck with software that's clunky, maybe disempowering, and just drains people.
Perfectly put. The cost of inaction is often much higher than you think.
So you've done this deep dive. Talk to owners. What's the final thought you want to leave folks with?
Well, here's something to really chew on. If that cultural inertia, that team resistance to change, is truly the biggest hurdle, as several owners told us it was,
yeah,
how do you actually measure that cost, that intangible cultural debt? How do you put that number on a business spreadsheet?
That's the end of today's episode. Thanks for listening. Share these tips with your colleagues and remember to visit ucora.com for more on building motivated, long-lasting teams.